My name's Alex Webb. I'm here on behalf of the Wellcome Trust. It is the 9th of August 2009. Could you please state your name, your age, and where you're from?
I'm Paul Wilgus. I'm 37 and I'm down from Liverpool.
So, where did you initially hear about the project?
From an email, Artichoke, who I think are organising this, did La Princesse, which was a giant spider which wandered around Liverpool and was absolutely a fantastic part of the capital of the culture. So I signed up to see what else they were doing, and this came through, and I've seen the Gormleys up on the Sefton coast, so it was just a brilliant opportunity.
And so how did you feel when you first found out that you got a place?
Perhaps the best way is, I got the email sometime in the night and walked into work, and the look of absolute horror on my boss's face and one of my mates' face, with my absolutely enthusiastic "it's a good morning," sort of worried them slightly, but just that ability to come and actually be part of something like this is fantastic.
Yeah. And so what do you plan to...
I'm over this year, I'm doing a challenge for the Children's Arts Federation, which is a charity quite close to my heart, because I was born with a heart condition. So the CHF works to try and make sure there's the right care there for kids, make sure that when they go to school they're actually allowed to participate in sports, which is something I wasn't allowed to do. So over the year I'm planning to do 1,000 kilometres for them. And while I'm up on the plinth, I'm going to see how far I can walk in the hour.
That's great. So who would you say you're doing this for?
I'm doing it for the Children's Heart Federation specifically, but really I'm doing it for everyone who's been affected by congenital heart disease, whether it's a kid themselves, an adult like myself, or the parents of kids.
Yeah. And could you tell us a little bit about your background and... where you're from?
Okay. Originally, I'm from about 30 miles away from London. I grew up sort of Aldershot way, really. Went up to Liverpool to go to university about 20 years ago and stayed. Finished my studies and got a job with a health and safety executive, and have been there for the last 15 years. Mm-hmm. As I said, I was born with my heart condition. At school, I wasn't allowed to do a lot of sport. But sort of fighting the effects of far too many kebabs and beer, decided it'd be a good idea to go out and actually do some exercise. Started off by walking, and in September I'll be doing my 9th half marathon. I'll be doing the Great North Run. So,
that's great. Yeah. So are you quite involved in sports then? Is that kind of...
Yeah, I mean it's something I do and something I enjoy. And one of the things, as well as participating in things like the Great North Run, the Liverpool Half Marathon, fun runs and things like that, I also sort of pass that on. I lead what's known as a Gooch Walking Club, which are grown-ups with congenital heart defects. So there's about 10 regulars and about 10 who dip in and out. And it's really about getting people who may not be as fit and healthy as me, but out enjoying the countryside as well.
Yeah.
So, and actually seeing some of them come on and enjoy themselves and do it, and some of the kids now getting interested, especially when we do things like abseiling or rock climbing,
yeah,
things they were always told they couldn't do. It's just an absolutely brilliant feeling, and hopefully it will just propagate and there'll be more walking clubs and more kids with heart conditions doing things.
In terms of the plinth, could you tell us about your hopes, fears and expectations of it?
Hope is that there's people around the world with congenital heart defects watching the plinth. Word has gone out amongst our international community. So I hope they see that someone's out there doing things for them. And I hope that actually doing part of this as a 1,000 kilometre challenge will inspire them. Fears? Despite my climbing, I'm not particularly good at heights. As I said at the beginning, it's just one of those great opportunities to be part of something which is fairly unique. And for me to be involved personally is great, but to be able to do something for a cause I'm so passionate about is absolutely brilliant.
Yeah. And so do you do quite a lot of these kind of awareness?
Yeah.
Do you raise awareness?
Yeah. I mean, this is it. I'm a trustee of the Children's Heart Federation, but I'm also heavily involved in the charity for adults. So each Valentine's Day, or the closest Saturday to a Valentine's Day, we'll do an awareness walk, which will just be 2 or 3 miles. Get more of a social than anything else. Get people out, hand out leaflets, and just talk about who we are and what we are. Because there's about 1 in 100, about 1 in 100 kids are born with a heart condition. Some don't make it, unfortunately. They don't get to surgery. They don't live through. Some kids will need a transplant. Others will go to adulthood without surgery. I had surgery when I was 3. I've got a friend who had a heart transplant 8 days ago and is doing great. So it's that wide range of how it impacts on people. And just getting that message out that we're there. And sometimes we need special care, special treatment, and just people not to make assumptions about what we can and can't do.
Yeah, absolutely. And you personally, what is the main thing you would say about yourself, if you had to describe yourself?
Oh, God. Probably I do what I say. A lot of people will, the awareness things is a classic. There's an awful lot of people who say there should be more awareness about heart conditions. But when you say, well, what are you going to do about it? Oh, I'm shy, I'm an introvert, I can't do everything. I won't let that happen. If there's something which needs to be done, I will do my best to try and do it.
Yeah. And do you think the experience of being on the plinth, do you think that will kind of have an impact with you, kind of, maybe in your personal life, or...
There's possibly the greatest disabled hero standing on the column. So the chance to be standing somewhere near him is quite good fun. Hopefully it will help conquer my fear of heights. I'm a scientist by background, so the idea of being part of the arts, crossing the two great barriers, should be good.
Can you tell us a little bit about your science background?
I'm a biologist by training. I specialised in entomology. So I was into insects and working out how they're all related to each other. And then when I went to the Health and Safety Executive, I started working chemical safety. So the chemicals which are used to control insects, do they control humans? And trying to make sure that sort of thing's safe. And I now work for the chief scientist, so it's a fun and entertaining job, because you can, any given day, something completely different can come in and hit the desk.
Mm-hmm. Much like this project.
Yes, yes.
Have you ever been involved in this kind of, in a fine art context before? Have you?
Not really. Part of my degree, I worked at Liverpool Museum, which is the museums and the galleries. So when the initial slavery gallery was launched, I was around for things like that. But it's always been in the background, someone who got an invite just because they were there, rather than actually partaking.
Yeah. And then you mentioned just briefly there about your fear of heights. Do you see this as a kind of challenge? A little bit.
I mean, normally when I'm at any heights, I'm roped up because I climb a bit. So actually just being able to wander around, and the combination of having to walk up and down to try and get some distance in, could be interesting.
And do you see this as kind of a representation of where we are in Britain at the moment?
On the basis of the ones I've seen around... And when I've been on the webcam, and when I've been in London, seeing them, I think it's a fair representation, if only for the number of people who've just sat there and done nothing.
Yeah. I mean, what does it really say to you, this project? Do you have to kind of sum it up?
It's a chance for all that's good in Britain. So all the charity stuff, all the extroverts and introverts doing what they want to do, to stand right in the centre of London, right in the centre of the UK, and show what makes us great.
Yeah.
And I think that's what's captured people's imaginations, what captured mine.
Yeah.
And it's just a wonderful showcase for who we are.
Yeah. Well, thanks a lot. That's
okay.
Brilliant. Yeah,
okay. Cheers.